Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we have a special guest chef in the house. Miss Christy Miller is going to be with us tonight. And I just want to, you know, we're kind of doing an extension from the show where we're still talking about a resilience factor, and this is real time. And boy, if we, with Christy Miller, if it isn't real time for this, I don't know what is. So I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy. How are you tonight?
I am very excited, and I'm honored and ready to rock and roll. Kristen and okay. I have been on an amazing path of supporting ourselves and each other and veterans in dealing with stress and trauma, and she is really up the game in the work, and I want her to talk a little bit about who she is, and we're going to just dive right in.
Well, and I am Kristen Miller. I am actually Dr. Kristen Miller, but I hide that behind the backpack. Anyways, and I am coming from you from the resilient, wonderful place of Redding, California. And you may not know this, but we have sustained quite a lot of damage to our green area. We are at the tail end of four fires, and I say at the tail end, I say that with hope, because the Delta Fire, which burned 53,000 acres north of town and has burned into both of our scars from the Hertz Fire and the Carr Fire now, is still at only 10% containment. Mm-hmm. And we are learning as a community how to become resilient. But the biggest lesson for me as a therapist, a trauma therapist, is I'm learning how to serve and how to connect and how to love my people. Mm. And I think that's the gift out of this terrible, terrible crisis for our green land. We have lost almost all of our green space in every direction in Redding. And we've lost 1,200 homes in the last 6 weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
And so the only gift out of the crisis is that our community is coming together and our community is supporting each other, and we're learning how to be resilient and how to find hope together.
Now, we were talking a little bit earlier before we dove on here about the Chinese symbol for crisis. And what that is two symbols brought together, one for danger, one is for opportunity. So they're saying crisis is danger plus opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we definitely have been in danger. Mm-hmm. And we definitely are using this as an opportunity to learn how to heal ourselves and our community and our land.
So we want this to be something that will help people that are listening to us live and then people later on who are looking for some support. And so we looked at basically just diving into emotional first aid and however you want to posture that, Doctor.
Sure. Hey. Yeah, you know what? I'm a human, and I love my people, and I love my community. And I love my best friend, Amy, and her beautiful sister who are doing this show. We have been on this mission for many, many, many years to try to help to build skills that can be brought to our communities to help us to heal after disasters or shootings, Amy, in your community last year in October.
Yep, we're coming up on the anniversary.
we're coming up on the anniversary. I mean, how do we recover from that? And then today is 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, we did that by design, kind of more by God's than ours, but that's how it goes.
And we, as a United States, recovered from 9/11 well.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've been working on is, what is emotional first aid? And we do all kinds of funny little PowerPoints and pick out pictures, but what we really have perfected is, how do we heal after a trauma, and how do we heal after stress? And the first step, of course, is safety. You know, in the car fire, we all got evacuated. The fire came into town 143 miles an hour and
wow.
burnt down parts of our neighborhoods in 8 minutes.
Wow.
The Delta fire hit Highway 5, and the truckers had to leave their trucks on Highway 5 and run for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
These are super fire issues. And what I want to say about safety, that I can't tell you how grateful I am to our first responders in our area, is when the fire turned, the car fire turned, they got 38,000 people out safely with only seven
wow.
deaths.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And so that's what our fight and flight response is about. That's what the stress response is. That's how it serves us. There's a danger. The fire people, the first responders, the police, the National Guard, the military, they go in and they get us to safety. They also got everybody off the freeway in the fire that happened last week.
Man.
You know, so that's amazing. And you can't do any emotional recovery until you're safe.
Right.
Right.
You know, you're not going to, like, tap or breathe or calm down until you're safe. And so our system gets us ready to get us to safety. The heart rate gets up. We get really hot. We're ready to move on out and get out. And our brain records that. It takes a snapshot of all the triggers so that it can be prepared the next time. So you can imagine right now that we are all triggered in Reading again, because on July 27th, a fire came to town, and we just got that fire out. We had another fire north of town. They just got that fire contained, and then Thursday, the fire came to town again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all triggered. We all are in fight and flight. We're all agitated. We're all anxious. We all watched as the beautiful wind came in this afternoon, and it's cool and wonderful, about 20 miles an hour. It's the first time that we've been able to see across the street today. We're so grateful for the smoke lifting, and yet we're all triggered because we know the wind is going to blow the fire off into the ridges and the valleys.
Hmm.
We all know. So once you're safe, then the question is how do you stabilize and balance the system? See, right now we're safe. The freeway's open. The fire's moving out into the wilder green areas and away from home, away from our homes.
Mm-hmm.
We're safe. We're here. We're still triggered. And what we need to do is to stabilize. And then to balance, to down-regulate You don't like that term, I know. I know. Downregulation. Okay. Okay, let me say that in a less professional way. We need to calm our systems and let our systems know that we're safe.
Mm.
We can relax. We can go to sleep. Mm-hmm. At this moment, we're not in danger any longer. We're probably not going to be awakened and evacuated in the middle of the night tonight, although we've all mm-hmm. checked what the fire status is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to let our systems regulate down. And I'm going to show you a couple things. I'm going to talk you through a couple things tonight to do that.
Great.
Once the system is regulated, balanced, it's able to relax, we're not in danger, then the big thing that's underneath that is the loss. What does this mean to me? You know, what does it mean to me that almost all of my green areas and all three lakes in the area have been, the woods have been burnt to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to me that I've lost my house, I've lost my things? You know, I may have lost an animal. You know, I have not lost my house, but people in my community have. What does that mean to me? What does it mean to me that I walk on the wild lands and there's no birds, and I go to the supermarket and drive a half a block away from my house and there's a bear in the tree?
Mm.
So what does the loss mean? And so that's emotional regulation is the first step, but then underneath that is understanding the impact of the loss. Amy, you're probably still looking at this in your community after the shooting in Las Vegas on October 1st, right?
Yes, we definitely are, because now it's starting to really sink in what happened and people, you know, going by where the scene happened. Yeah, it's still bubbling up.
And you've lost a lot in that. You lost that feeling of security and that feeling of being in an open, wonderful Las Vegas celebration out in the open with your people.
Yeah, I haven't done it since then. I really think about that before I go to an event.
Yeah. And that's what so the first step is that our system gets ready to fight and to take care of us. And then the second step is the processing the actual impact of the loss. So let's play around a little bit. Am I being clear? Does anybody have any questions?
Anyone? Raise your
hand. Anyone?
You doing good, Robin?
I'm great. I'm great.
All right,
I'm in awe of this conversation. I think it's an amazing conversation.
So the first step is, once you're safe, you need to connect. You need to connect with your own body. And the easiest way I know how to do that is to put one hand on top of the other, right in the center of your chest.
Got it.
And the first breath, you just breathe in and notice what your hand feels like, one on top of the other on your chest. And just notice that sensation. And then we're going to just move out and connect and just take a couple of breaths into your body and notice what your body is feeling. Here up in Redding, right in my office right now, when I take a breath in, what I feel in my body is tiredness. And I just breathe into and accept that. And sadness. And fear. And when you tune into your bodies, you might feel tension. There might be anxiety. You might be angry at something or how something is handled. You might feel agitated, like your skin is crawling. You might feel like running, like you just can't wait to get out of here. You might feel nothing, kind of caved in and nothing and numb. If you're still in trauma mode or crisis mode, like we still are a little bit up here in Redding right now, you probably are feeling all of those things. If you're listening from someplace else and you're more removed from the emergency stressor that's in front of you right now, you might just feel comfortable in your body. You might feel relaxed. Or something might have happened at work, and the stress response is the stress response. If something doesn't set right, your body gets prepared to defend itself, to get out of there, or to hide and freeze. And it doesn't matter if it's a fire coming into your neighborhood, which requires a big stress response, or if it's somebody disagreeing with you or arguing with you in the work setting. It's still a stress response, and it still needs to be attended to and breathed into. So just notice, and you breathe into, and you connect with those sensations in your body and in your emotional field. And then we're going to just move it just a little bit further now. So we're just going to connect. And then the hands are still sort of one on top of the other, but spread them out a little bit and then just tap like a butterfly waving on your chest. One hand, one fingertips down and the other one up. So it's more like the thumbs are crossed over at the center of your chest,
mm-hmm.
and there's one wing that's up, and the other hand is touching the chest, and then the other hand comes up, and the other hand touches the chest. And we're just going to move through. They call this the butterfly hug. And the butterfly hug moves things from one side of your body to the other side. It helps the brain to reorganize the right side with the left side of the brain. And what I want you to do while we're doing this is to take a little look through the last few days, or maybe even the last few weeks. And for us here up in Redding with the fires, as we take a little look through, you might notice a scene or an incident that stands out that's particularly difficult, hard to look at, scary. And for you, Amy, there might be an aspect of something that happened with the Las Vegas shootings, or just something that happened in the last week in your own community.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin, you might have one of your own incidents, something, an argument with your daughter. I know you had some fearful things with your husband at one point about his health. Whatever, if there's something that stands out that doesn't quite sit right, that the emotions still want to go someplace with, just attune to a single part of that. Take a look at the picture. Notice how you're feeling in your body. And then we're going to go through the trauma tapping technique together. And yes, we're going to do this by listening on the phone with no visuals. So this is going to be interesting. So what I want all of you who are listening to do is to stay connected and attuned to whatever aspect of the fire or your life that has brought you some kind of difficulty. You know, for me, it's the sirens with the fires, the constant sirens and the evacuations and the flickering red flames that still trigger that feeling of helplessness, that feeling of fear. And I don't know what it would be for you, Amy, with the shooting.
Several people I know have been considering suicide. So when the phone rings, I get a little nervous.
So you get really nervous about that, oh, my gosh, this might be the call.
Yep.
Yeah. And Robin, is there anything particularly that's troubling you right now?
Well, when you brought up my husband's health, you know, he's had a couple cancer scares. And
yeah.
So anytime he's just not feeling well or not sharing with me about where he's at with things, I automatically, you know, start getting anxious about, you know, what's our lifestyle really doing and is that helping or hurting him.
Great. So focus on those parts, the phone call for me, the fire, and the health issues with your husband and your lifestyle. Take a breath into that. Let your jaw drop and breathe out with a sigh. This is properly called the drooling breath.
The one time you can drool and it's okay.
Uh-huh. And you just really, really want to let that jaw go and let the tongue hang limp. And then we're going to tap through. So stay connected with everybody listening with the scene that causes difficulty for you. And we're going to take two fingers and put them together. And we're going to the first finger and the middle finger. And we're going to tap on the corner of the eyebrow by the nose. While you think about that scene. And then we're going to take those two same fingers and we're going to follow our eye socket around to the outside where if you're older, you have crow's feet.
Hey.
And tap out on the outside of your eye. While you think of that. And then you're going to take those two fingers and wrap underneath your eye and right underneath on the occipital ridge, you're going to tap there while you think of that event. And then you're going to follow your fingers and you're going to go down underneath your nose. Right above your upper lip, and you're going to tap there. And then you're going to follow your mouth around and right underneath your lower lip, right above in that chin crease, you're going to tap there. Still connecting with that event. And then you're going to go down with both hands, and you're going to tap all over your chest underneath the collarbone with all of your fingertips, all over your chest. really noticing that event, really keeping your focus on that event and how you're responding. And then you're going to reach underneath your arm and about a hand's distance from the armpit. You're going to tap right underneath your arm. And then taking your thumb, point your thumb up in the air, taking your hand and point your thumb up in the air. And you're going to tap on the inside of your pinky right at the tip with those same two fingers.
Spread your fingers apart a little bit.
Yeah, you got to spread your fingers apart. And then on the inside of your fourth finger, your ring finger. And then your favorite flipper, your middle finger. And your pointer finger. And then the thumb on the side that doesn't face the palm, the outside of your thumb. And then back up all over your chest. And take a breath in, stop tapping, and let it go out your mouth. And breathing in through your nose, and let it go out your mouth. Now, when you tune into the website and you do this with the pros, at the Peaceful Heart Network, you can even go on your phone and go to the Self-Help for Trauma app and download it. You'll do this twice. You'll tap through the points twice with two breaths in between, while you focus on a single event that causes you distress. And I want to encourage you to do this, to download that app, to tap with Winky, which is a cartoon character, or to go to Resources for Resilience, which on the web is www.energypsych.org. I don't think, is that a forward slash?
I want to say backslash.
Okay, backslash resilience, R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-C-E. I'm sure it'll be posted someplace on the talk radio site.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get on there. And with the Peaceful Heart Network, that's peacefulheart.se.
PeacefulHot.se, right, and it's selfhelpfortrauma.org.
And you can go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store to get the free app. And all the resources that Dr. Miller, Kristen, is talking about are free.
They're all free resources. They're all resources that Amy and I and a team from Sweden and Europe and the United States have worked together to develop for emergency response after a disaster or a mass shooting or a hurricane, which now I'm seeing hurricanes off the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also developing these resources for those unlucky people who have grown up in families that have been very dysfunctional with a lot of developmental trauma,
mm-hmm.
to teach them how to calm their systems and how to heal as well. And I'm very excited about this, and I really, really, really hope that you all in Reading and all over the world will start to use these resources, because we can learn how to regulate and balance our systems, and we can heal. We're really resilient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're really resilient. We're in a situation now in the world where shootings are happening more. We've got these horrible fires in California, and we had fires last year in Montana, and these hurricanes and flooding in the United States. We really, really need to know how to care for ourselves so that
and,
we can,
you know,
stay resilient.
And in our workplaces, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, so we've got in the workplace, people are really stressed out. Certainly in schools, people are stressed out, kids, teachers, parents, because of all these shootings and just the stress of, you know, being in school and colleges, you know, oh my goodness, these big loans that we have, and is this going to lead me to a career? So there's plenty of stress in general, and then you have the tipping point of some kind of crisis in your community. So if we can get you to work on regulating in your day-to-day life, when those events happen, you'll be in a better position to support yourself in dealing with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, with Ulf and Gunilla from Sweden, they always talk about the bucket of resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, if the bucket gets overflowed or too full, we're not very resilient.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important if we have, I might even said that backwards. See, that's a reversal. Sorry. It's the bucket of stress, isn't it?
Yeah, bucket of stress, right.
It's a bucket of stress. So
we can have two buckets
now.
We can have a resilient bucket and a bucket of stress. Come on now.
Well, you know,
okay. So,
which bucket do you
want to
carry?
But if the stress bucket overfills and the resilience isn't there to contain it, then you've got a difficult situation. You've got post-trauma stress. You've got a mind that's shutting down. You've got a body that's not functioning well. And you've got a kid in a school that's not able to learn. And you've got a vet trying to find a job, and they're not all here.
Yep.
And so it's very, very important to process out the stress with tapping or breathing or any number of techniques that allow you to connect and to process out the stress, to release the stress, so that your bucket can fill with resilience.
Mm.
You know? And I'll tell you what, in Northern California, with as dry it is, and everything is burnt up, we could use some big buckets of resilient rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some big buckets of resilient rain. That's we need to fill up the buckets up here. But what is happening is we're filling up the buckets with love and connection.
And like you're saying, the communities are coming together in very healthy, beautiful ways, which is certainly happening here in Las Vegas. And I know a lot of great things are happening in your community. And I'm seeing that all over the world, people are coming together. It's really... It's
absolutely.
Really,
because we have to. We need each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that's,
you know,
one of the biggest spiritual lessons. Yeah, that's a big spiritual lesson that's really happening on the planet. We really need each other.
We really do need each other. We all need each other.
Is there something, Robin, you want to do to tie this all together with a pretty bow?
Well, before we got on the air, I was talking about how, with the fires and all that, how for Kristen, she's just this phoenix that's rising out of, you know, what could be considered ashes, and looking forward to the renewal and the change of things that we can't even imagine how beautiful and how restorative it's going to be. And that's something that really needs to start within ourselves, and that can be expressed out into the world. So I just thank you for all that work you're doing, Kristen. It's just amazing.
It's wonderful work that we're all doing
mm-hmm.
together.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody needs to do it. Everybody needs to restore their connection with themselves and with their communities.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope people will take this. One of the reasons we wanted to put the show together would be Kristen really wanted to have something people could come and listen to that would actually have a skill set on there and have be something that you can move forward with that. So, and we encourage people to, you know, go back and look at the resilient factor, the things that Amy and I are covering through the book. There's all kinds of really wonderful conversations that we've had. It's a great, great book to look at and really have a lot of wonderful tools of being real time when it comes to resilience. So I think that's just really where I'd like, love for people to continue the work. So it's peacefulheart.org. And I also have Christian.
No.
Oh, no, I didn't say that right. Okay.
Peacefulheart.se. S-E, like Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sam Elliott. Everybody wants a Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Uh-huh. We want a peaceful heart with Sam Elliott.
And that sounds pretty darn good, right?
Uh-huh. And the app and the other one is selfhelpfortrauma.org.
Okay.
And then energypsych.org/resilience.
Okay.
And there's tons of great resources. I really like the idea of starting with certainly the heart breathing that Kristen led us through, and then trying the tapping that she led us through. And it's music. You don't have to worry about anything. You'll be led right through it. So get it on your phone. I recommend you do it yourself. Share it with your friends. It really makes a difference.
And even if you think that you're one of these great warriors, let me tell you, when we lost somebody with PG&E up here, everybody got on their phones and downloaded Winky.
Mm-hmm.
And the military people aren't worried about it, and the first responders aren't worried about it. So everybody can do it.
Yep.
Right.
So I encourage you to just give it a try. And what I was to tell people to do is try it right before you go to bed. And it can really relax you enough to get some sleep. And once you get relaxed a little bit, you can go ferret around at some of these other tools. There's lots of great videos and PDFs and great material. But just start with something to get yourself kind of calmed down. And then maybe try something else a little bit later.
There you go. That's all good.
Sounds great.
Okay, girl. Well, thank you so much
for joining us today. This is really important, and we're really grateful for your friendship. We're grateful for your work on the planet. We're grateful to call you friend.
Me too. It's great to have friends, and we're all working together for this wonderful world and all of our people.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. 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 We want to thank our international audience, and we just ask that, you know, prayers go out for just the continued, calming of the fires and then having everybody be in a restorative place. And, we're doing the show on 9/11, so having just having a place where we can have a place for just like with the trauma of exercise, you know, being able to do the tapping and coming from our heart exercises and being able to breathe into our hearts. And we've got a hurricane coming off the coast, so there's all kinds of activity going on the planet for just change and really ask that, it's like I think about the tsunami and the hurricanes that, you know, when it got to Hawaii, how it was able to calm itself down before it was, you know, it basically hit the mainland, and how a miracle that was of having been calmed down. I just ask that happen again for the hurricanes that are coming ashore on the East Coast. That, you know, everybody like looks at that and goes, what the heck happened, man? That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So looking for a little miracle there. Yeah. So anyway, thank you again, Kristen.
Alrighty, take care. Have a beautiful night.
You
okay.
too.
Thank you again for joining us here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.